we can begin, slowly but surely, to develop the process of trust, the process of beginning to reach out and share ourselves with others. Also, we have to understand that many of us, as a result of our dysfunctional situations, have built deep down inside of ourselves many, many, many secrets, especially family secrets. We have deep inside of us those very many unwritten laws, those unwritten rules that simply say, there are certain things you never talk about. You take that shame and you bury it deep inside of you. In fact, if you look at every one of us in life, no matter who we are, you will see the issue of shame somewhere in there. And so many of us look at ourselves through those eyes. And so many of us do not want to tell or share or look at the things that have happened to us. We don't want to share because we're afraid that people will not like us, that they'll put us down. They will not accept us. That's why in the fifth step, in the infinite wisdom of this program, they teach us to move to three levels of sharing. The fifth step reads, to take your inventory and to share it with God, with yourself, and with another human being. Watch the specialness and the beauty of this inventory process. In the fifth step, they say to take our inventory. Take your life. Take your dreams. Take your potential. Take all the things that deep down inside of you, your little child always wanted. Be able to look at your little child and now be able to name it. Be able to embrace it. And be able to say, this is my little child. And my little child has these needs. My little child is ready now to begin to grow, to begin to discover. And yet the program has taught me over and over again that I need to share and need to be part of others, that I cannot do it alone. And so now in the fifth step, they tell us to take our inventory, take our positive self, take our dreams and share them and celebrate them. First of all, begin by sharing them with God, by sharing them with your higher power. Your higher power is whatever you choose to be yours. What you do now is you take yourself and take your history, every part of it, and you now share it with a power greater than yourself. The program tells us to share it on your knees, to realize that you, as a person and as an individual, that you are a living, walking prayer, that you are a gift. What's so beautiful is that every day as we unfold, every day as we live, each and every part of our life is connected to our higher power, is connected to our God. And that's why it's so beautiful to begin to work on our inventory and share our inventory, to be able to say to our higher power, to our higher self, the very special part of us, to be able to say, these are my dreams. These are my needs. These are the things that I need to work on. Help me. Guide me. Lead me. As you begin to share your inventory with God, you begin to look at yourself as a very special person. And you realize that you basically now learn to communicate and share your needs with the higher person you have within, with your higher self. As each of us begins to experience this beautiful concept, it's almost like spiritually each of us becomes almost like a living prayer, a living expression. And it's almost like there is an energy and a source we can call upon to help us to touch, to open up, to begin to experience the new dimensions inside of us. So many of us have tried to do this through science and all different types of directions. We have tried to reason it. But now the program tells us, turn it over, release it, let it go, share it. When you learn to share with your higher power, you are learning to go within and you are learning to center yourself. You are learning to experience how to take the time to communicate, take the time to experience that beautiful gift.